It's your girl Brittany here, and welcome to Brit Positive Podcast, where we look for the positive in every situation. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope everyone is doing wonderful this week. To keep up with us here, you can listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and Anchor. And if you're listening to us on Apple, Spotify, or Anchor, then you can click that follow button to join the Brit Positive Fam Bam and download this podcast so you can listen to it on the go. Now let's get into our Brit Positive quote of the day. Keep going even when you feel like you can't take another step. If you would like to hear or see more Brit Positive quotes, you can check us out on Instagram, or you can tune into a podcast to get some encouragement for your day. Now, before we get into our topic, I have a guest co-host with me, and you guys already know that he's amazing. He's awesome. He's hilarious. He's cool. My brother Andre is joining me on this episode. Hey, Dre.
Man, you're one awesome hype person.
I try. I really try. Dre, before we get into our topic, I will have a confession.
Yes.
I watched Uncharted.
I see.
And
where was I in this equation?
You were home.
I see.
But can I just say, the whole time I was watching it, anytime I saw Tom Holland come out, I'm like, Spider-Man. Like, it makes no sense because he's not wearing the suit, but I can't help but just be like saluting like Spider-Man. Like, I have to acknowledge Spider-Man is back on the screen, because the last time I saw Spider-Man, it was pretty sad. Like, it was good, but sad.
Well, I did say the other day that kid's going places.
Yeah.
Like, one franchise right into another.
But that's really good. And he did good in it. He, you know, played his part. And just feel bad.
Where was I in this equation?
we'll have to go again. We'll have to, you know, go and see. I'll see it again with you if you want.
It's okay.
But I didn't think you would be into it, because it's like treasure hunting kind of movie.
Well, I'm familiar with the game series Uncharted, so I wouldn't mind watching the movie.
Yeah. The game now, I think, where people who know the Uncharted games are always like, oh my gosh, that's the guy who plays Nathan. Well, hopefully I'm not spoiling anything.
Let's put a pin on it. We can come back to it.
But no, I watched it and it was really good. I was happy to see Tom Holland not playing such a depressing character, just because I don't know. I don't like to see him cry. I don't like to see him get really beat up. You know, it's just, Spider-Man damaged me a bit. So I was happy to see this one.
No, I was like, man, I can't see Tom Holland in a, like, a positive light either. I'm like, Tom Holland is like, yeah. Here's a hug.
Yeah, I just want to give him a hug. You know, I just want to make sure he's okay. Right. Yeah, because that was rough.
Sometimes people just need a hug.
Yeah, they do. But I mean, with COVID, we got to be careful with those hugs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you've just been missing getting hugs, Jay.
I like my hugs.
But even so, I saw also too, like, Toby and Andrew, like, everybody's just so happy to see them, you know, in that film. If you guys haven't seen it, I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to spoil it, but honestly, it's on TikTok, it's everywhere, like, everyone knows by now.
What's a TikTok?
I'm saying TikTok and, like, social media, like, amongst other things, like, show Toby and Andrew.
Seriously, Andrew was in it?
Yeah, Andre, you watched it. You get out of here. Get out of here. Anyway, that's a movie I watched recently, and I do hope you guys check that out. Another movie I checked out was Turning Red.
Oh, you actually watched that?
Yes. And can I tell you this? There's this TikTok, it's pretty funny, where this girl shows that she finished watching the movie that one time. And to me, I was like watching it and I was like, it's kind of cheesy but cute, like, good graphics and everything, but like, so, like, you know, coming of age kind of thing, but like, nothing crazy. It's just the girl always turns into a panda whenever, like, she, you know, expressed strong emotion. Like, negative, I guess. And so, in that same film, they have, like, a boy band called 4Town. And I was like, you would think it's just...
I'm sorry, what was the bad name again?
I'm not gonna say it again, Andre, because you're gonna laugh. Listen. So I then was watching it, and the 4Town showed up. And instead of it just being strictly just a boy band, typical boy band, like, each guy kind of represented, like, some guy back in the 2000s, you know, like the early 2000s. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this resembles like, you know, Justin Timberlake time, or like there was this like
Justin Timberlake.
Not that there was a Justin Timberlake, but they all like showed, they all had, if you know boy bands, you guys, then you know what I'm talking about, because he was, Justin Timberlake was like an NSYNC. Now, instead of like having a whole resemblance of the NSYNC group or Backstreet Boy group, it's like they took one character from each like boy band to kind of represent.
So it's like different boy band personas, yeah, in all bunched up together.
Exactly.
Like a composite.
Yes, yes. So huh, then even actually, there was this black guy one, and I think someone said he resembles some other guy from a boy band, but I told my friend the other day, I was like, I think for me, he kind of resembles like Usher at the time. Not that Usher was in a boy band.
No, back in the day.
Yeah, but Usher was that like, you know, popular singer when he was in the early 2000s.
So it's more like the Boyz II Men. I just assume Backstreet Boys.
No. It's like a definitely like NSYNC Backstreet Boys kind of vibe. But so, okay. each character like resembles that, because there was an Asian guy in the group too. So that was like a homage or whatever to BTSD. K-pop? Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, see, you even knew the exact bad name.
Exactly. I did my research. So anyway, it was just cool. They had a Tamagotchi in there.
I noticed the Tamagotchi.
Yeah, and it was just really cool. And it was set in like Toronto, because you see the CN Tower and everything.
It was Toronto.
Yeah, so a Pixar film representing Canada. Like that's nice.
That street cart took me out. I saw the commercial. I saw the street cart. I'm like, wait. I see that street cart every day.
Exactly, and then they show the CN Tower and. And it was just, but it's like things back in the early 2000s. So it's not something that's like showing
older
time
model
looks like
of the,
now.
The street car. It's not the really long one.
Yeah, yeah. So it was really cool to just see that in an animation, and they did a good job. And so anyway, in the TikTok that I was explaining earlier, the girl watched it once and then she's like, oh, cute movie. And then she's humming like the stupid boy band song they came up with. Mind you, it's the most cheesy. It's like the typical boy band kind of song. Yet it's like, it's just in our heads. We can't get rid of it. It's not even a unique sound where it's like we've never heard this kind of beat before. This is like we have heard these kind of songs before. And it's like, I never met nobody like you. It's just so like,
oh,
so cheesy.
It's that type of boy band?
Yes.
I was thinking more of like,
They kind of come off like especially at the concert scene. You gotta watch it.
Is it kind of high energy then? Kind of like some of the NSYNC songs.
Yeah, but it's a bit of like that passion and soul in it too. Like they sing with a lot of passion.
It sounds to me that it's Boyz II Men.
It's not.
That's what it sounds
no,
like.
No, it's like NSYNC.
You said passion.
It's
and that's
like
Boyz
II
Men.
But NSYNC and Backstreet Boy, it's because you don't know boy bands. You know what? I'm talking to the wrong person, y'all. Anyway, so.
I tried.
So anyway, if you're still listening, great. We're going to get into our topic of today, which is unusual facts. Okay? So, you know, we did fun facts before, but this one's going to be unusual. So it's going to get weird, but in a good way. And we're going to look for the positive and discuss about it with you guys. So come and join us. So let's get into it, Dre. I have my unusual facts that I found that are pretty interesting. So for one, dolphins sleep with one eye open. Now, we all know the phrase, sleep with one eye open. And, you know, I honestly didn't understand where that came from, but it was a threat.
Where did it come from, Dre?
I don't know. Movies, television shows.
Oh, you want me to tell you?
I got it from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when Hillary was threatening Will
to sleep with one eye open.
Yeah, that's the first time I ever heard that phrase. And so I was like, oh, what a threat. And like, you know, every once in a while when I'm teasing, you know, you guys, this is like way back in the day, I would kind of like tease my brother like, oh, yeah, well, sleep with one eye open. Like I threaten him in that sense. Yeah, don't worry. We love each other, I think. But anyway, so.
I like how you put the I think.
I don't know. There's just the civil rivalry and all those things. But yeah, I find that very interesting that dolphins sleep with one eye open. And it's because they constantly are on the lookout for predators. And the marine mammals have developed a neat trick of maintaining partial consciousness even as part of their brain sleeps. So I was like, you know, I just see it as like I'm not sleeping if I'm awake. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it has to be one or the other. But they actually developed that to sleep with one eye open. And, you know, they have it rough down there. I'm not going to lie. Like, the sea is a dangerous place, I feel.
I think humans can do something similar to that. Like, where your body is resting, but you're aware of your surroundings.
I think so. Like, yeah. I mean, there's a part where I do feel we can just be knocked out sleeping, though.
Yeah.
And we just had no idea.
No, that's like me.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Because I'll be, like, tapping you. I'll be, like, throwing a brick at your head, like, Dre, wake up. And you're like.
You whip that brick at my head, it'll shatter. And I'm like, what's up?
Literally. I don't know where I've seen it, but there was this person trying to wake up somebody, and it's like they wouldn't budge. Oh, it was TikTok. Yeah, guys, I've been spending a lot of time just watching videos there. And there was this TikTok of this guy who was drunk at the movie theater sleeping, and he wouldn't budge. Like, the guy was snoring. And at first I was like, is he ignoring them?
Or is he dead? No.
But yeah, he was sleeping. They brought another guy, like, sir. And then another person, like, grabbed the broomstick and was hitting the railings, like, sir, like, ding, 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 ding. And the guy wouldn't budge. And I wanted to see if he eventually woke up, but nothing happened.
Is he okay?
I mean, nothing happened is in that I didn't get to see the finish. Like, they just cut it there where he was still knocked out sleeping.
Okay. Like, I'm sorry to think that he might be out.
No, but we hear him snoring, so he's alive. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't like...
He was snoring.
Yeah, because then that would be a different video. How out was he? I don't know. And then it looked like there was, like, a beer next to him. So I'm, like, thinking he was drunk.
That don't sound right, man.
So that's... But
when it comes to drugs, though, you never know.
No, not drugs. Alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
But I found that very fascinating that dolphins actually can do that. But you did mention, I think humans are capable of it too.
Yeah.
Now, I, for me, I kind of sleep, but I always know, like, I don't know, I wake up if something happens, like someone opens the door, or I don't know, I just can wake up.
I can look it up though, but there's like two specific types of sleep. One when you're out like a light, and the other where you're kind of like...
Yeah, there's REM 3, where you're like deep in sleep, and then REM 1 is
kind of I wasn't
like,
sure what it was called.
Yeah, but, yeah. Different REMs, yeah. And is when REM 3, you don't stay in that long, but that's like when you hit like deep sleep for a minute and then kind of get back up, because you have to get ready to like wake up for the next day. So you go back to REM 2, and then you go back to REM 1. And I know there's more terms to it, guys. I'm not a psychologist, but I do remember a bit of it.
And the thing is, though, the only reason why I remember is because it had the thing on the Fitbit or one of the watches, mm-hmm. where it would actually monitor you how deep asleep you were going in. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
But I need my watch to charge, so I'm taking it off.
Yeah, so researchers have tested whether this half sleep was, you know, negatively impacted the animal's alertness, but, you know, it showed that they were still consistent in it, you know?
Well, dolphins are pretty smart.
Yeah.
So it can't put it past them.
It's kind of sad. Like, are we ever sleeping and we're not alert? Because it's like, it's kind of like an animalistic kind of trait that we might have.
I can tell you for an absolute fact, I know I'm not alert when I'm asleep. When I'm actually asleep, I'm out. You would die in the jungle.
Let's say you were living in the forest and jungle, like back in the day where like
I would have to sleep in the trees.
Yeah, even that, we don't know.
So most predators can't get me.
No jaguars, cheetahs. Well, I don't know about cheetahs, but jaguars.
Okay, so I'm not going to go into the Indian jungle? That's where jaguars are from, right?
No, we don't know the term.
No, the black jaguar was in... Jungle Book, and that was...
That's where you're India. Getting your reference?
Yes.
From Jungle Book?
Yes.
Stop this. Stop this. Oh my gosh. No. When you said Indian Jungle, I was like, what? And then he's like, that's you know, Mowgli, right? Like, Mowgli.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Anywho, I like that they are aware and they're keeping themselves safe, but I feel like they're never relaxed then. Like, I wouldn't feel relaxed if I have to be, like, always terrified of, like, trying to be killed by something. That's how I feel about it. When I heard it, I was like, oh, man, like, that's cool, but also, like, how uncomfortable could that be? Like, just, you're not really sleeping, but you're sleeping, and you have one eye open, like, in case, like, some predator just comes and, like, chomp, chomp, chomp.
No, that's fair.
It's crazy. All right, what about you? What do you got?
All right. So my fun fact of the day is that, did you know that apricots are a fruit and not a vegetable?
What?
Well, it has a seed in it, apparently. So it counts as a berry.
Okay, so what about bananas then? Because then they don't have seeds. So what is a banana then?
No, bananas technically have seeds.
Oh, yeah, the very small.
They're very small.
But if I were to take those seeds out of a banana, can I create a banana tree?
I think you're supposed to put the whole banana in, but I have zero gardening experience. So
if you guys know how we can grow a banana tree with a banana or something like let me know.
We can't grow it in our climate. It has to be like tropical.
I just like that because like I wish like, you know, oranges and stuff. I want to be able to grow oranges if I feel like it.
Well, that's just it, though. It's all part of God's plan. You see, if we had the entire world exactly the same everywhere, then we wouldn't be able to have apricots in the winter because we get them from down south. Or when we have apples in autumn.
Do we grow apples?
We have apples.
Do we grow them, though, here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We do.
I know we grow strawberries and tomatoes. That's like,
yeah, that
pretty
too
easy.
No, it's because of the farm not too far from where we live, mm-hmm, that grows strawberries and tomatoes. But there are apple orchards as well, and
not oranges. We can't grow oranges. That's
it needs to be warmer conditions.
Yeah,
for citrus fruits.
That's cool though. I remember going to Jamaica and I saw like a banana tree and I was like, like, I would plant this in my backyard.
No, but the point I was making is, though, it's because everything is spread out. We can have a little bit of everything throughout the entire year now, instead of being, like, restricted to only having one thing in our area.
No, but then that's what I'm saying. Like, what if we had all of it in our area?
We should probably look up a botanist, maybe see what can be done in a greenhouse.
No, but you make sense. You know, I think too, in the fact that we're not solely just eating what we can grow here, but we're able to trade and share food with others around the world and like get a taste of their culture in some way. Yeah. You know,
so it's a blessing because back in the day, it would take what on a sailboat it would take months to go from Europe to America or vice versa. So you can't bring fruits from Europe and expect them to eat when we get to America, right? But now we can travel really fast in the sky.
I don't think it's just the sky. I think it's ships. They ship.
Yeah, but not fruits.
No.
They can refrigerate it.
Yeah.
You're right. You can refrigerate it.
Yeah, but I mean, we have options now, guys. We got trains. We have boats, we have planes, we have options to, you know, send things over to one another and try each other's food. So that's really cool. Okay, the next one I got is spider webs were used as bandages in the ancient times.
Were spiders bigger back in the ancient times?
I have no idea. But this was in ancient Greece and Rome.
No, it makes sense actually. They would use silk. And that comes from bugs, I think. Sure.
No, we're talking spider webs. Okay, so I'm here thinking, y'all, Spider-Man's webs are actually, it's so good, not to catch bad guys, but to just bandage people who are in pain. Like, that's so cool. You know, like, Spider-Man can do, I'm just kidding. Andre's looking at me like, are you serious right now? So, no, I'm just kidding here. But no, they say in ancient Greece and Rome, you know, doctors use spider webs to make bandages for their patients, you know, and they say for, you know, in the webs, right, supposedly they have natural antiseptic and antifungal properties, which can help keep wounds clean and prevent infections.
I was thinking that too. It probably would have some type, it would have some health benefits to it as well.
Yeah. So I thought that was really cool. And you know, in case you guys are out there, let's say you're in the jungle. Okay, I know we're going back to the jungle, but that's where I'm seeing like a lot of these scenarios happening in the wild. If you're in the jungle and you have no band-aid, just find a spider web. You'll be okay.
I'm not too sure about that.
Well, if they were able to use it back in the day, what's wrong with using it now? I think it's gross, though, because I don't like spiders.
So you're going to get, like, the spider web, and then you'd be like, all right, just pull that off there. Wiggle it around.
Yeah, like, this is, like, survival. Like, you know the show, like, Naked and Afraid? You know?
I've never heard of that.
That show, it's Naked Afraid. These guys are, like, dropped off in the wild, and they have to survive for some time. I don't ABC? Know how many days. They have to go from point A to get to point B.
No. I mean, what channel is it on?
I don't know, National Geographic, maybe? I don't know. I've just seen it on YouTube, to be honest.
If it's National Geographic, that's why I have no idea.
Well, actually, it's like a reality show. I don't know if National Geographic has
why
it.
Why would
so
National Geographic have a reality show?
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, don't quote me. Don't say this is right. But if you guys are interested in Naked and Afraid, yeah. I'm just saying, in that kind of scenario where you're in a desperate need of something, it's like, you know, there was some crazy stuff on that show. Like, Michelle Rodriguez and this guy.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Are these celebrities?
Well, Naked and Afraid don't have this. But this is another show where it's, like, this guy who's grizzly guy. Mm-hmm. He goes and takes celebrities with him, and they have to, like, survive a couple of days based off of, like, only what they had to survive. And kid you not, this is on the show where Michelle Rodriguez, like, they had to boil her pee. And, like, drink it because they need liquids. Because they were, like, in the desert kind of thing. And I was like, y'all, I couldn't do that. I know. But this is, like, reminding me of something like that. Like, desperate situations calls for desperate measures. And, you know, in case you have a really bad cut, you just pick up some spider webs and you know, put that on the cut. And then, you know, bandage yourself, you know. And who knows? Maybe someone's listening in the jungle and just can't help but just be like, hey, this girl on the podcast mentioned spider webs would help. And, you know, if it helps you out in the jungle, you're welcome.
Could you at least be like, boil water?
You can't. Well, honestly, it really depends where. You know what? I don't see you living long in a whole, like, you
know, deserted place. I don't see me living long in the jungle either.
Like, I don't see you having, like, survival instincts, bro.
I will literally wake up in the morning and I notice, dude, what happened to my arm?
But I'm just saying, you know, in case you need something to help you out in desperate measures, get yourself some spider webs. Try to find big ones, too. But if you see the spider and they look poisonous, do not go
right,
near
right,
that.
Right. Like, you know, in Australia, right? They pretty much every spider there can kill you.
We don't know for sure, okay? Because I don't think all the spiders there will kill us.
Okay. To be fair, I there's probably one that's perfectly benign, but they're serious about spiders.
No, I know, it's pretty actually scary. Their spiders are huge. But I'm thinking too, if you're in Australia and you don't have a Band-Aid and you have made like a lot of spiders,
no,
you, like, need a Band-Aid, get spider webs.
Oh,
I am here to help you guys out. Okay, Dre, what's your unusual fun fact?
I think mine is like pretty tame in comparison to yours now. All right, did you know that people are relatively more creative when they're in the shower?
I like that. That's true. I feel like my creative side just comes out when I'm underwater and I'm, you know, you start just singing a song or, you know, you, I don't know, you just, your imagination just turns on.
Lights up.
Yeah. Yep. That's crazy.
Nope. I for one, am like way more creative. Like, if you be like, oh, I have no idea how to fix this code, then I'm like, let me go take a shower. And you feel nice and refreshed and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's true. Do you know, it's crazy for me too, like if I'm praying or so on, like on my own or in my room or just at church, like, okay, yeah, you know, you're doing your thing there and you're trying to like either pray or meditate, whichever. But it's like every time I go to the bathroom and more so in the shower, it's like that's when it's like miracles happen there. You know, like a lot of like amazing epiphanies. Like imagine you can create like the most well you can create hold on imagine this like you go to the shower and you like come up with a cure. Like a shower, they should get credit. Bathroom should get credit, because like I don't know, maybe best ideas come out of the bathrooms, because then that's where everybody goes to let go of things, you know. And then they come out feeling
right,
refreshed.
Of all the ways to put it.
I'm just saying, we gotta, like, we go in there to clean. We go in there to empty ourselves. It's like, that's the best place to just let it out and come out with like an epiphany or come out with like a message to share with the world, like be free, because you feel free afterwards, don't you think so?
Do I have to say anything to that? Okay then.
Okay, I have one. Guys, we're just being real. We're just having fun. And if you're enjoying this so far, that's great. Okay, next unusual facts I have here is cell phones are full of bacteria. And I knew this, but in case you didn't know this, yeah, it's apparently phones hold them.
Where is that sanitary?
No, they hold a lot of bacteria. According to some research by the British scientists, the average cell phone carries 18 times more. Andre's freaking out. Yeah, you have to sanitize your cell phones. And you think about it, it's just like a lot of people don't want to admit it. We take our phones everywhere, to the bathroom, to restaurants. Yeah,
I take my phone.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah. You go on a bus with it. Like, next thing you know, you're like touching something on the bus, and then you're touching your phone, or you're passing your phone to someone else to borrow, to make a phone call, whatever it is. Our phones go through the ringer, and we just have it right in our faces at night, and we don't even know how many germs and bacteria is on it. That it's really good to just take the time and sanitize your phone. And so I do that. I get like a sanitized wipes and wipe my phone, just because, you know, we're not aware of what we do a lot of the times, and it's like we're taking our stuff, or and we just put it down on a table and not know who sat at that table before in the public places, things like that. So it's just good to kind of keep that in mind, especially during a time with the pandemic happening. You know, it's good to just be safe that way. As much as we're washing our hands and keeping distance here, or putting on a mask or not putting on a mask, you know, just keep your phone clean as well. Okay, Dre, so what's another unusual fact that you found?
All right, so did you know that the planet Venus is the only planet in our solar system that spins counterclockwise?
What? You're kidding.
Yeah. I was actually really shocked when I found this out. No. It's almost as bad as nutmeg being a hallucinogen.
Okay.
Because I put a little bit of nutmeg in my coffee any day. Wow. If I put too much, I'm going to start tripping out.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
But back to Venus, though. It's like, I know, like, Venus is also, like, one of the hottest planets in our solar system because of the greenhouse effect. But the fact that it's spinning on the other way around is really scary.
Okay, so why does that, you know, scare you in a way? Like, is that a bad thing that it's spinning the other way around?
Oh, counterclockwise? In that regard, though, I'm just thinking, in greenhouse, the greenhouse effect, how that's the main reason why Venus is so, like, extreme as a planet, even though it's so close and it's really good place to have, like, life and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The planet is super extreme. Could the greenhouse effect be so bad that it makes this planet spin?
Who knows?
Or the fact that every other galaxy has a certain planet in our solar system spins a certain way, and every galaxy is like that. It always has a certain spin.
I just feel like there's only one galaxy, though, Dre.
There's definitely more than one. They're so far away that we'll never even be able to see it. There's only so much that we can see in the observable universe.
Okay. So is that why the idea of a multi-universe kind of came about?
It's more, the multi-universe is just a physics thing
Marvel, a comic book.
It's an actual physics thing where they're like a physics theory where you can have multiple universes with different baselines.
So we have more than one Peter Parker. We have more than one Brit Positive.
Not in that regard, where you have multiple universes with different fundamental physics. So our universe is A, and you can have B. B does not necessarily equal A. They're similar, but not exactly the same.
Yeah, that's why we saw Toby and Andrew and Peter. Because they're not the same as Tom Holland, but they're Spider-Man too in their universe.
I'm just talking about the basic theory.
I'm talking about the movie theory, okay? You're taking it like...
No. It's just the basic... This universe acts this way, this universe acts that way.
You're saying they're not the same.
No, because there probably is not another Earth.
This is a theory, you guys. Just know, like, Andre's no scientist, so please.
What? I get all my facts from scientific movies, thank you very much.
Oh my goodness. You know what's funny? This kind of reminds, like, the way you judge me hard about, like, thinking there's another life form. This is how I feel about you having your whole, like, tangent thing about multi-universe. Like, no, we're not doing this.
It's just a simple thing about different universes have different baseline physics.
Okay, Dre. Anyway. Okay, so I found this interesting. A key difference between the United States and Canada is that Canada, we call soft drinks pop, while in America, they call it soda.
Soda what?
And soda. Like, you know, if you want a pop, they call it soda. And I call it pop. Because I'm Canadian. But you know what I mean? I found that interesting.
No, actually, now that I think about it, I have seen, like, you ask for some soda. And they'll be like, yeah, sure. And they'll give you, like, a Coke or a Pepsi and stuff. I just saw it as interchangeable. So I never really thought about it.
What do you mean?
No, it could be pop or it could be soda. One or the other.
No, yeah. But, like, I don't meet people in Canada and hear them say, hey, you want a soda? Like, we call it pop.
No, I've been abroad and it's like, yeah, get a soda.
Yeah, and that's in America, right?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was actually Jamaica.
Yeah, Jamaica, they say soda too.
Fair enough.
It's interesting.
I'm pretty sure it was Jamaica.
Also, they say Canadians spell certain words with our instead of or.
No, that's true.
Right, and then Americans, you know, do...
Color. It's a good example. We put color.
There's even labor with the O-U-R.
And exactly.
They do it with the O-R. So I thought that was interesting too, and... where that came from, like, why do we, you know, they're right beside us, like, why do we have it different? But it's because we're under the British, like, a bit of the British education.
Yeah
why we have that kind of spelling and stuff. So I don't know, because Queen Elizabeth kind of trying to influence us to speak proper English.
No, Canada does have a bit of a different culture than America. True. So it's not like we're the same, even though it's the same continent. So, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, I agree. And another thing I found that was very interesting, and this is for those who actually like to relax and take a nap here and there, is that naps could save your life. That's an unusual fun fact I found. You know, researchers have found that in the midday nap can make you more creative, focused, and fresh for the rest of the day. A study showed that they can also reduce your risk of heart attacks.
So what you're saying is, I should take a siesta tomorrow afternoon.
A what?
A siesta.
You mean a nap?
Yes, I just said
Why can't you just... No, I don't... Are you saying fiesta?
No, a siesta.
It sounds like you're saying... We're not doing this again. Because you don't understand. We've been going back and forth. Like, him saying a word like avocado, he's going... Oh, say avocado, Dre.
What do you mean? Avocado.
I'm telling him it's avocado.
Yeah, avocado.
No, we're not doing this again, Dre.
I'm just saying.
You're saying it wrong. It's avocado.
Okay, it's a... Okay, so it's an avocado. Avocado.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
It's a pear.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, help your girl out. Okay, this is my life. Another fun fact is the British royal family isn't allowed to play Monopoly because it gets too competitive.
Is it like Knives Out competitive? Like,
no, it's just, yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Like, they are not allowed to play Monopoly. I don't know why though, but does Monopoly get people aggressive? Like,
it depends on who you're playing and how invested they are.
We played one time in Christmas, like, Andre actually bought the whole new board game and all, with all the pieces, and I think we never touched it again, because it was, like, Dad hated that he lost, and Mom was there just making bank, and, like,
it
was,
oh my god, so we savage. Got clowned.
It wasn't fair. I was like, this makes no sense, and I just felt like we weren't playing the game right, even though we were following instructions.
You just have to keep going until everyone's bankrupt. So, once in a while, it's not fun anymore, because there's nothing you can do. Like, you just gotta cross your fingers that the person that's leading goes to jail every single turn.
Oh my goodness. Okay, and last but not least, another unusual fun fact is dogs' noses are like human fingerprints. Each one is unique. And I thought that was really interesting. So I went to see Abby and I went to look at her nose. I'm like, so I guess no one has that kind of nose but you, Lovey. It's so cute. Well, that's all for now. Thank you, Dre, for joining us on this podcast. It's always fun to have you here.
Happy to be here.
And as for you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This was so much fun. I hope this brought some laughter and some interesting facts in your day. Also, March 24th around 8 o'clock p.m., if you guys like, we're going to do a little Instagram Live. It is my birthday, and I just wanted to celebrate it with you listeners out there. Your love and support and positivity never goes unnoticed, and I would like to just say hi and celebrate my birthday with you guys a bit. So if you guys are interested, please tune in 8 p.m. I'm going to be posting it on Instagram so you guys can join on the Brit Positive Podcast IG Live and, you know, get a shout out and just, you know, party with me. You know, we're going to have a good time and I'm excited to do that with you guys. With that said, thank you guys again and see you guys next time.